Today, I'm rocking the suburbs.
Patrick, do you know where you are?
Yeah, I'm in my basement, Jim.
You're in the jungle, baby.
No, I'm right here, surrounded by records.
You're gonna die.
Again, Jim, I'm in my... Wait, what?
Okay, it is now October.
Jeez.
Fall. And so we're going to look back at September here on Rockin' the Suburbs. I'm Jim Lenihan.
And I'm Patrick Foster.
And with us is...
Intern Sam.
Hey, Sam, how's it going?
It's going great. It's so awesome to be back in the basement again. It's been forever.
I know, yes. I know. Well, there was a long period where it was hard to get together.
COVID, yeah.
But now, yeah. Okay, so here's what we're going to do, listeners. You heard last week 5 of the episodes we recorded at Suburbs Fest where we had people, and we have more of those. But we're going to take a break this week and do our new music series before that, kind of gets too moldy, right? So we want to do that. Every month we look back at the previous month and talk about new music released in that month that we liked. And so we're going to do that this week, and I think it's going to bleed over a little bit into next week, and then we'll get back to those listener episodes we recorded at Suburbs Fest. All right, does that make sense?
Sounds good.
Okay,
awesome.
And I have my picks for September new music today. Patrick, you're going to go tomorrow. Okay. We have the interns episode after that, and then I think we have 4 listener episodes.
Cool.
All right. Okay. I'm going to kick us off with a Washington D.C. band. All right?
All right. Sweet.
This is a band I've played, I think, once before on the podcast. Probably a new music thing a while back. They're called Desdemonas. They're essentially a post-punk band, but I think also like a garage rock sort of band, somewhere between the two, right? There's kind of some 60s garage rock influence that you'll hear, especially with the Farfisa that you hear on a lot of their songs, right? Anyway, they have a new EP that just came out in September. It's called Cure for Love. It's 7 songs, and the song I want to play is called Forest Fire. All right. What did you think of that?
Loved it. I mean, I remember when you introduced this band to our community previously, and everything about it, hits all my sensibilities. And it's, not only got that great post-punk sound, too, but it's got that imbued history of Discord Records, which I love so much. You can hear that kind of punk history of DC in it as well. So I think it's great.
They're really cool.
Yeah, really, really cool band.
Sounds amazing. I mean, that guitar almost has a little bit of a hint of surf rock in it, too, I think.
Yeah.
There is some of that. That's what I mean with the 60s. Sort of influence. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah. And there's some songs on this record that take that even further, that almost feel like they could have been played at like a frat party in, Animal House or something.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? So, anyway.
Yeah.
Okay. So Desdemona's Cure for Love EP. Check that out. And then second of all, I'm going to be that guy. I'm going to be the guy who plays the new Guns N' Roses.
Oh, boy. Oh, awesome.
All right, that song is called Hard School, S-K-O-O-L for school. It was released as a single in September. It's from an EP that's coming out in like February. So this is a way advanced single. I think it's just a 4-song EP or something that's coming out. But this song apparently is an outtake from when Guns N' Roses did that Chinese Democracy album. Remember that?
I remember that.
It took forever to record and then people came out. Then it came out and people were quite underwhelmed. So this is an outtake from that. But from my understanding, it's been re-recorded.
Okay.
Because it has Slash.
That sounds like Slash.
Slash and Duff McKagan on there. And you might remember that during that whole Chinese Democracy thing, there was like a different Guns N' Roses band.
Yeah.
You know, and Tommy Stinson.
Tommy Stinson was involved. And that's right.
Such. And I think Buckethead was involved in that or something. Anyway. But, you know, of course, Axl has been a mainstay.
Yeah.
But, you know, and that song may not have quite, may not grab you quite like, say, you know, Welcome to the Jungle, right? But there is something you can hear. There's like a chemistry that those guys have. And you can hear it when they play together, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, I think that they need to just get down to putting music out again. You know, that would be great if they could get back into the swing of it. I know they're on tour right now.
Yes. So,
yeah, I mean, that sounded pretty prime. You know, like you're right, Jim. It was nice because it wasn't like, didn't seem to me to be overly worked on or cluttered. They just kind of rocked it out.
Just a rock song,
just
right?
Just do that.
Just a straight on
that's
song.
That's what you do.
Not a November Rain kind of thing, and that's fine. But you know what I mean? Yes, you're right. They didn't think about it too much. They
get
just
it done.
Laid down those tracks.
I'd like to see that.
They sound good, right?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
It's not a spaghetti incident.
No, so it is not.
Everything is good.
I'm glad Axl's back in the band, too.
Yeah.
I know those guys all had a falling out, and I honestly think Slash really just is like the glue that holds all that together.
Without a doubt.
And he just completes them.
He's the Keith Richards to Axl's Mick Jagger.
Yes.
You know, you need those two,
All right. I'm going to pick the cover that we're going to play out with here.
Great.
And it's from this gigantic Metallica tribute album that came out. And some of these, I think that actually was released in October, the full album. But some of the songs came out prior to that in September.
Yes, right,
so
right.
I'm still within my rights to play this, I think. I love this cover. And you ever hear a cover that's a reinterpretation of a song? And at first you're like, I don't know about this. But then you listen to it some more and you're like, this is really cool.
Yeah.
Like what they did with it
right,
is really interesting, right? And
love
now
that.
I'm like totally digging it.
Yep.
That's how I felt about this. So before we get to that, let's just say tomorrow's going to be your new music picks for September. And we'll go from there. All right. So
that's good. Cool.
It's Rock in the Suburbs. I'm Jim Linehan.
I'm Patrick Foster.
And I'm intern Sam.
And this is the Metallica song, Nothing Else Matters by My Morning Jacket.
Wow.
All right. And we'll talk to you all tomorrow. There was a long period where it was hard to get together.